Hey guys, how you doing? This is Andrew, and I just want to welcome you guys into my crazy life and how I got through it. I just want to thank you guys for listening, and I just want to thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for your continued support of the show and everything that you do. Thank you guys for downloading the show. I see all of the downloads in Europe, in Africa, in Asia. And I just want to say thank you. This show is brought to you from a small town in Mississippi, Bolton, Mississippi. And I just want to say thank you guys for your continued support. And I want to thank you guys for listening. Today, we are starting. I'm starting a new season. This is actually season 6, and this is episode 1. And I have a real special treat for you guys coming in tonight. And tonight, I'm talking about health and life insurance disparities in the country. So just basically health and life insurance disparities. And I think this topic, I was talking with Keith a couple of weeks ago, and this topic came up. I've seen people who are when it's time for their funeral, there are GoFundMes for the person. I've seen people be denied coverage or denied certain things with their health care because they didn't have adequate health care. So health insurance and life insurance are very important. It's an area that needs to be talked about. It's an area that affects your overall health and your mental health when it boils down to it. So health and life insurance are very important, guys. I just want to say if you don't have health insurance or if you don't have life insurance, try looking those things up. Something that's affordable. I know, you know, with the current climate and with everything that's going on in the world today, there are some decisions and some choices that have to be made when it comes down to it. But health insurance and life insurance are very important. And I just want to start the show. Again, I just want to say thank you to everyone who listens to the show, and I want to thank you again to everyone who downloads the show. But when it comes down, and this information, I don't want to leave out any of my listeners in Europe or Asia or any other place. But this is specifically for this information that I gather is for the United States. When it comes down to health insurance, not everyone has access to equitable health care in the U.S. Not everyone. That bill is increasing, but more has to be done to continue the improved health outcomes for all. Health insurance coverage in the U.S. And it says looking at the data about health insurance in the U.S. Black, indigenous people of color, those groups are more likely to be without health insurance. And that is life insurance as well. In the U.S., Black and indigenous people of color and people of color are much more likely to be without health insurance. And that is life insurance as well. According to a study that was done a couple years back, and this was 2018, 94.6% of non-Hispanic whites had health insurance coverage, compared to 93.6% of Asians, 90.3% of Blacks, and 82.2% of Hispanics actually had health care in the United States. And when you think about it, when you look at those numbers, I read when I was gathering data for this particular show, only about 50% of Americans have health insurance coverage in the United States. granted, most are covered by the Affordable Health Care Act, which is affectionately known as Obamacare. Most people are covered by that, but those numbers are still considerably high when you think about it, because if you take a city the size of New York, and New York has about 8 million people, right? So that's saying over half of the people in New York don't have health insurance or don't have life insurance. And those numbers are that can be very huge. Look at what's going on around the world with COVID and with this new thing, this monkeypox thing that's happening now. Health insurance is very important. Life insurance is very important, and you know it has to be looked at. There are many health disparities when it comes down when it comes to the U.S. and like I said, blacks, Hispanics, and people of color have it. They typically have it harder than any other group that's in the country. And some of the health disparities in the U.S., the mortality rates for black women and black infants in comparison to white women and white infants, it looks very different. And looking at the black infant mortality rate and the white infant mortality rate before 12 months of age, black babies died at a rate of 11.4 per 1,000 babies, compared to white babies at 4.9% per 1,000 babies. Black women are far more likely to succumb from pregnancy or child-related causes at a rate of 42.8 per 100,000, compared to white women who died at a rate of 13 per 100,000. So health insurance is very important. Life insurance is very important. And like I said, there are instances, you know, with everything that's going on, you know, like how can I have health insurance, or how can I get affordable health insurance when everything is so high? I know it's easier said than done. And the same thing goes for life insurance. If you don't have life insurance, and if you are suffering from some type of disorder, some type of mental health disorder, that may block you from getting life insurance as well. Some of the questions that are asked, you know, have you ever tried to commit suicide, or have you ever thought about suicide, or has anything like that ever happened? Those are some of the questions that are asked if you're trying to get life insurance. So, you know, There are huge disparities when it comes down to it. So, you know, I'm saying all of this to say, you know, when you listen to the show, and you know, as far as making a decision on my overall health care and my overall mental health care, how can I be more proficient at it? How can I help myself? And look, I know it's easier said than done. I know that. I am aware that, you know, everybody has struggles, and everybody goes through different things. But I just want to highlight that these things are very important. Health insurance and life insurance are very important. Can you get life insurance with a mental health disorder? Yes, you can. But there are things that you have to do and things that you have to prove. Can you have health insurance with a mental health disorder? Yes, you can. There's just things that you have to prove, and things that you have to be diligent with when you are applying for health insurance, and or health insurance or life insurance. And that's all the time that I want to take. Like I said at the top of the show, I have a very special guest with me tonight. I have Mr. Keith Carraway. I've known this brother for over 17 years, and he's a consultant with Fortis Light Group, and he's gonna talk to you guys some more about life insurance. So if you guys would, hey Keith, how you doing, man?
I am doing better than I deserve. It is great to reconnect with you. It's been a long time. Thank you for having me to get this note out to the people, because we got to change some lives over misconceptions.
Yeah.
And that's where I want to get started.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly.
Why do we have this? You hit the nail on the head when you said health. As people, we didn't go to the doctor. We didn't. So what happened? Our death rate were high.
Exactly.
Now, we also didn't seek mental health.
Exactly.
And what happened?
Exactly.
And then we learned that it's okay, right?
Yep.
And once we learned that it's okay, then you have that moment of self-actualization. Now it's time to talk about life insurance. Fact is, everybody dies.
Yep.
The difference is, are you going to be prepared or not? Are you going to leave your family? How are you going to leave them? I don't even want you to answer. I want you to think about it. Did you do the best you could do? But why are people not doing it? I don't want to be a spectator to the problem. I'm remedy-based. I don't want to be the same way. I want to progress everyone to the best of their ability. And if you knew that, more than likely, you can probably get it. Now, there's some exceptions. But for the most part, $30. Protect your family. That's all it is. This conversation would be 2 seconds. But if there's, we don't believe it. We won't go check it. You mentioned it was millions of people in New York, right?
Yeah.
Do you know if they have the $30 in coverage before COVID? What would happen? They would have been covered because we have national insurance.
Yeah.
So if you have critical illnesses, you get taken care of.
Yeah.
That's how it works. If you have life insurance, if something happens to you, you're covered. That's how it works. And if you have pre-existing conditions, there's also, if you have an employer who offers it, they do a lot of group, and they accept pre-existing conditions. If you go out of the economy as an individual, that's when it can get difficult. So how do you get around those barriers? We have to inform each other and get you to the information. How do you get there? You can go to Fortis Life. You can go to literally anywhere. I didn't come here today to sell you life insurance. I just came here to tell you that it's not. The biggest misconception is that people think that life insurance is, or insurance at large, is 3 times more than it is. I don't know who told them, but these people believe wherever they get their source from.
Exactly.
Stop listening to pronoun people.
Exactly.
The pronoun people act in a bad way. And next thing you know, those same people won't even donate to the GoFundMe that they'll have you set up, or that you're needing to set up, because you didn't take care of something that you had the opportunity to. And that is why we're here. I don't want to be a spectator to the problem. I want to give people opportunities. You can find door number one, do what you did yesterday, or for a small fee, have the comfort that when you leave your house and your family members leave, no matter if you have the worst day, it's not a hope involved. You have a plan. Your family's taken care of. It seems like layup to me. However, it's not that simple. I just want to know why. I want to make a grandma washing cars or baking plates so people can have funeral services, a thing we used to do. Maybe I'm lying. Go check it out yourself. And when you do, you're welcome. That's the reason why I got into this business. I cannot believe it. You know, another thing I learned. How? This is unrelated, but while I'm on my soapbox. I didn't know this. No one knew this. Your APR. Well, the Fed brings the rates, right?
Mm-hmm.
That 5%, that 5, do you know what that means? This is just how, if you didn't know this, now you know. This is just like that. That 5%, that 5, is an extra $500 on every 100,000 you borrow. So the price of the house didn't change. If it didn't, you're still paying more money. So let's just say it was 4,000 before. Now it's 4,500. For $300. We don't know this. I'm amazed that who doesn't know this. This is just like that. If you're here for $30, you can take care of your family, you do it. I can give you the data about who needs it, but this is point blank. Now, I'm just telling you that it's so. I don't care who you get to, it's true. We all do essentially do the same thing. We're all helping people. I want to help people. Someone had to tell me. If you think that this whole time I knew all the right answers, people took the time to tell me. But I also took the time to listen.
I think that's the most important part, Keith, is taking the time to listen, because most people, when you're talking about these type of things, people don't tend to think that it can happen to them, or people don't tend to think that that calamity may strike them. Most people they don't think that way. So I think listening.
Like, colon cancer. It's one of the most common cancers you can get.
What's that?
I know a very close person of mine who just, I'm not going to the hospital.
Yeah.
They give people hospitals. The quickest cancer death I've ever seen in my life. Preventable. We need to stop.
We got to.
And if you knew right now, your family would be protected, and you would. If death is already a stressor in itself, think about what COVID did. I have just personal stories of people that are really close to me that aren't here this time, and I'm not gonna put them. They could have benefited from some of these products. I'm pretty sure you probably, or you might be that person, but at least you can't say you didn't know. I want to give you an opportunity. I don't want to be right. I want you to have information. You don't pick partisan. You don't pick partisan. I didn't come here to say it. I came here to give you the information to let you know that it's not three times as high for other people. You deserve to be covered too. We all deserve to be covered. And if we can, then yeah, let's get covered. Or I'm making a personal choice to stay in my old box when presented with factual new information. And some people live in that space too. I hope that you make a better decision. And also with that, there's so many other things. You know, I don't want to beat a dead horse, because I want to stick to the point. And the point is this. It is not that expensive. And what types can you get? You can get term life insurance. That is for a term, right? If I'm 20 years old, I get a term of life, a 20-year policy. Guess what? If I'm 40, that term is up. And there's incentives that you can read. I don't want to bore you with the details. There's also life insurance. That's for life. The younger you get it, the cheaper it is. Great price for you to the young. Take advantages of your advantages. I'm giving you the game for free. And, because I like it, that's why. Look, why not? Why not be the difference? can't say I didn't take. That's even like, I thank you for having me. It's very, very hard for people to sit out and have that moment of self-actualization. Dang, I probably should have bought that pizza and bought life insurance. That was $49.99. We all have choices. And I'm not here to preach. If you knew, you could. My children, if I knew I could send $30, I'd probably take it. I'll be with them. And it goes for all things. Teach them about money. Teach them about opportunity cost. Teach them about education. Teach them about being better as people. I'm very fascinated with Mr. Stokes. I can't wait to call him Doc. I love that. And, hell, I don't even talk about going back myself because that was just so motivating. We're both Liberty grads, and it was good to see you along the way. I'm pretty sure you gave me the shout out too. That's what we need. And guess what? We're in different spaces than people who told us not to do that stuff.
Exactly.
And I'm not knocking that. I'm not knocking that. I'm saying you have a choice. And from a look from what I can see, you know, I'm pretty good. To me, I'll get by. It's fine. I'm definitely living in worse places. But the choice is yours. This isn't about the airway. I have an insurance. One of the things I learned before I go is, do you know what ancillary insurance is? If you don't know, I'm going to. It's very similar to Aflac. Very similar. It's a critical illness. And it's very popular because a lot of us work in that freelance space. We're photographers. We're babysitters. Dog walkers. And if we don't work, we don't get paid. Remedy for that. Get your credit. It's the same, $30. They also have health and mental. Get all of it for it's very inexpensive. I don't want to post your price. That's where I don't want, you know, there's I don't want to get sued. Or this is an opportunity for you to get information. I have a bunch of gratitude for the ability to tell this to you. And we're working now. When we leave, someone's going to click on for us or whatever, and boom. They're like, oh, it wasn't even 30, it was 70, or whatever it was. Success. When I define success, I start at the end. And that is what I hope for us. Prior to meeting me, you didn't have it. But now that I'm gone, you took advantage of that doctor. And you go on to live your life not having to worry about that. I appreciate y'all having me. And I'll yield you back to the rest of your evening. But I really hope that at least, well, maybe he does really talk about baby. Indulge me, please. Because it makes me feel good to know, dang, it's my lesson. Or, we don't do that, it's still expensive, we don't know what he's talking about. Choice is yours. Andy, it's always a pleasure, my friend.
It is, man. But hey, give the website. Hey, look, guys, he's not on here to sell anything, or he's not on here promoting anything. This came about after a long conversation that him and I had, and you know, we were just talking about some things, and I was like, hey man, I'd love to have you on just to tell the people about it, because most people don't know. Most people don't This and again, this is just some, this is one of those things that people, some people just don't look into because one they think about costs first and foremost, and then two, people just don't think, they don't think about these type of things. So before you go,
this is where growth comes. This is that quick stuff. Sorry.
No, you're good, Key. You good? I give the website so people can go and look on the website for themselves.
It's www.fortislifegroup.com.
Okay, guys, that's www.fortislifegroup.com. If you guys want to go on and look at that. I think that is something that can be very beneficial to everyone, and I think this is something that can help everyone. And again, this is not a marketing ploy. This is not anything to try to sell anything. You know, this is just general concern for people, and thinking about people and trying to help somebody improve their situation. And I think Keith has a general love for people, and I most certainly have a general love for people, and we just want to see people do well. We want to see people make it, and we want to see people happy and in a good place. So hey guys,
change the directory. Set them up for success.
Exactly.
Instead of you gotta leave. But how do you leave?
Are they the positive or the? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
But it's great, dude. I can't think of.
Exactly. So guys, that's the show in a nutshell, y'all. This is this episode. This is my crazy life and how I got through it. Keith, I want to thank you again for coming on, man. I appreciate you for the eye-opening conversation that we had that day. And you know, man, hopefully, man, this goes out, man. People hear it and people get something from it. So Keith, again, I just want to thank you. And hey y'all, this is my crazy life and how I got through it. And that's it.